arranged themselves around a frame of film to form the logo of New Line Cinema, a Time Warner company. New Line Cinema presents a Threshold Entertainment production. Flames leap around and out of an Oriental Dragonhead logo. Letters arrange themselves in front of the Dragonhead logo to form the title, Mortal Kombat. The title morphs into the word Annihilation. An Oriental man, Liu Kang, meets with monks at Angkor Wat Temple.
It's not about death, but rather the preservation of life. Liu Kang and a few chosen fighters from the Earth Realm defeated Outworld sorcerer Shang Tsung. According to the rules of Mortal Kombat, their victory preserved the safety of the Earth for one more generation. Our chosen ones were returned to Liu Kang's home on Earth, only to enjoy a brief period of peace.
Storm clouds gather around the temple.
For someone from Outworld, has a different point of view.
The storm clouds supernaturally darken and swirl with a purplish light. The monks look worried and begin to disperse. A fireball forms in the clouds and a bolt of lightning strikes a temple tower, destroying it. Smaller fireballs issue from the clouds and turn into evil martial arts warriors as they fall to earth. Liu Kang looks around warily. More evil warriors drop from the sky. On the ground, Liu Kang, Sonya Blade, and Princess Katana get ready for a fight. They're joined by Johnny Cage and white-haired Raiden. The evil warriors include a man with horns, two masked ninjas, one in red, the other in blue, and a woman with four arms. Another warrior descends and turns into a skull-masked samurai warrior, Shao Kahn. Raiden confronts him.
Shao Kahn, Emperor of Outworld.
The Earth was created in 6 days. So too shall it be destroyed. And on the seventh day, mankind will rest in peace.
Johnny shakes his head.
This is not good.
Somehow he's opened gateways to your world.
I thought our victory in Mortal Kombat closed those portals.
What closes can also open again.
What is that supposed to mean?
The bad guys are joined by Queen Sindel, who wears a purple and black superhero-style costume.
Mother. You're alive.
Too bad. You will die.
Shao Kahn launches himself into the air and turns a somersault. Raiden also leaps into the air and somersaults towards Shao Kahn. They land facing each other.
As long as I have the power, Khan, you will never rule this world.
As long as the portal remains open, your world becomes my world!
Liu Kang and the others eye the evil warriors as Raiden and Shao Kahn square up to each other. Shao Kahn launches an attack which knocks Raiden back into a brick pillar. The pillar collapses as Raiden crashes into it. Shao Kahn advances towards Raiden.
You will never win.
Raiden springs up and dodges an energy bolt which Shao Kahn hurls at him. He leaps at Shao Kahn, knocking him flying. Shao Kahn hand springs back up onto his feet and Raiden kicks him in the face. Shao Kahn lands heavily. As he picks himself up, Raiden delivers an uppercut, which knocks him flying again. He crawls away as Raiden advances.
Master!
One of the evil warriors tosses Shao Kahn a whip. He catches it and uses it. It wraps around Sonya's ankles and he yanks her off her feet. He pulls her towards him and puts his foot on her.
This ends now!
You hide behind a human?
Why not, Lord Raiden? You hid behind him your entire pathetic life!
Johnny attacks.
Johnny!
Shao Kahn punches Johnny to the ground, knocking his trademark sunglasses off in the process. As Johnny tries to get up, Shao Kahn elbows him in the back of the neck. He grabs Johnny by the throat.
Surrender, Raiden, or this one dies.
Then I will take your generals, because Earth does not bend to the will of tyrants.
You, who would never let one of your precious humans die.
Raiden holds the generals in a force field, while Shao Kahn keeps his grip on Johnny's neck.
Trade me for Johnny Cage.
Kabal, at my feet.
Raiden releases the generals. Fool! Shao Kahn breaks Johnny's neck. Liu Kang and the others rush forward, but Shao Kahn zaps Raiden with an energy bolt, which throws him backwards into more brickwork, which disintegrates. Sonny looks down at Johnny's lifeless features, then glares up at Shao Kahn.
In 6 days, you will all bow to me! It has begun!
The ground around Johnny's body erupts, and a demonic horned effigy rises up out of the ground, raising Johnny's body into the air between its horns. Shao Kahn and his generals disappear in a flash of light. Sonya, Raiden, and the others look up at Johnny on the demonic effigy.
We can't let Kahn get away with this.
This is not a fight we can win here.
Annihilate him!
The evil warriors rush towards them.
We must go.
Princess Kitana, Sonya, Raiden, and Liu Kang flee from the evil horde which rushes towards them. Raiden ushers them down a narrow flight of steps leading into one of the temples.
Come back!
Raiden uses an energy bolt to disintegrate the walls of the stairwell, blocking it with debris.
Kahn has opened the portal. Your planet and Outworld have begun to merge into one realm. Think of it as hell on Earth.
Raiden magically lights a series of torches, illuminating the corridor they're in.
My mother, resurrected. How is that possible?
If I am correct, your mother Sindel is the key to all of this.
This can't be. We won the tournament. The rules say the Earth is safe for another generation.
Obviously, Kahn has cheated and broken the rules. I believe he has resurrected your mother to keep these portals open indefinitely. By reuniting you with her, Kahn's spell will be broken. Your mother's soul will be at peace. And his portals closed.
How could the Elder Gods allow this?
I do not know. But Kahn must be stopped or your world will perish. We have 6 days until annihilation.
I beat Shang Tsung like I beat Kahn.
Yes. You beat a great sorcerer to win the tournament. But you are no match for Kahn.
If anyone's going to kill Kahn, it's going to be me.
Enough!
Raiden uses an energy bolt to blow a hole in the wall.
You are far from ready. With his portals open, Khan's extermination squads will be everywhere, hunting you. I am telling you this for your own good. Kahn knows I have no powers in Outworld. And as the two realms merge, I will lose my powers here on Earth. Each of you must grow stronger together. We are the only hope.
Raiden walks towards the hole in the wall. Everyone except Sonya follows him.
Together, we couldn't even save Johnny.
She follows the others.
What did these do?
Once inside the Velosphere, you can travel to anywhere on Earth in mere hours. The inner winds propel you. You'll be moving so fast, it'll be as though you're not moving at all.
Whoa.
We need your help, Sonya. I will take you to find your partner, Jax.
Forget it. If I die, that's fine. But I am not losing anybody else.
Alone, you are vulnerable. But if you work together as a team, you can do much.
What about us?
The two of you will travel to the Hopi Mesa. You did great last time, Lou, but this time you will need help for what you're about to face. Go deep into the night. Seek out the counsel of one called Nightwolf. You will not find him. He will find you. I will speak with the Elder Gods, and I will demand answers for what Shao Kahn has done. Ready?
Ready.
Here we go.
Raiden and Sonya set off in a velosphere.
They are faster than I remember.
Can't wait.
The velospheres are latticework metal balls that the team travel down a network of tunnels in. Liu Kang and Princess Kitana share one.
This is amazing!
It's the hot air rising from the Earth's core. We harness its energy.
They shoot out of a tunnel over a river of molten lava.
What's going on? Where are we?
The interchange. Roll to your right. Hard.
They race down another tunnel.
Hold on to me.
Liu Kang clings to her as the Velosphere races at great speed down a tunnel hewn in the rocks. At the center of a vast subterranean cavern is a gigantic temple with a circular courtyard in front of it. A fire flares beside the temple. In a room at the top of the temple, sitting on a throne, is Shao Kahn, now without his skull mask and samurai-style armor. He's white and balding. He stares pensively into the distance. An older, bearded man wearing a black hooded cloak walks into the room, which is lined with flaming torches, and approaches Shao Kahn. Shao Kahn spots him.
Father, the merger has begun. Earth is under attack. And it is glorious!
Tell me, did you make Raiden beg for his life before destroying him?
Shao Kahn's smile fades. He punch front somersaults off the throne down to his father, Shinnok.
Raiden is of no concern to us.
Shinnok looks displeased.
You let him live?
He could not be stopped.
I had no use for excuses. I've broken the sacred rules to keep the portals open. If the Elder Gods learn of our plot, we shall both suffer the consequences.
I do not understand. How can you fear the Elder Gods?
With control of the Earth Realm, our power will be absolute. Until the sixth day has passed. We can take no chances with Raiden and his mortals. Do not underestimate the power of the human spirit!
Shinnok stalks off. Lava flows through a deep fissure in the earth. High above it, Liu Kang and Princess Kitana walk along a path. She wears her hair in a ponytail and sports a leather top and elbow-length gloves. A cloud of white smoke forms on the path. Princess Kitana turns to Liu Kang.
Liu, if anything happens to me, I want you
Kitana,
to...
I have lost everything.
He touches her face.
I'm not going to lose you too.
As they make to kiss, the cloud of white smoke swirls up behind Kitana. The smoke solidifies and becomes an armored robot, Smoke. He grabs Liu Kang and kicks Kitana, sending her flying. He tosses Liu Kang aside and runs after Kitana. Liu Kang grabs Smoke before he can get to her. Three black-clad ninjas join the attack, and Kitana fends them off. Liu Kang slugs it out with Smoke. Smoke clotheslines Liu Kang, but he manages to land on his feet. Smoke kicks him in the face. Liu Kang rolls out of the way as Smoke attacks again. Kitana kicks one of the ninjas and he falls off the path into the chasm below. She draws two serrated blades from her boots and uses them to fight off the two remaining attackers. She knocks one of the ninjas to the floor and dispatches him with a blow to the head. As the remaining ninja comes at her, she flicks open the blades, which are actually metal fans, and knocks him back. Liu Kang continues his battle with Smoke. Smoke floors him, but he manages to kick Smoke away. Smoke roundhouse kicks him in the face, and Liu Kang somersaults out of it. As he lands, Smoke launches a missile out of his breastplate. Liu Kang dodges it, and it destroys a bridge over the chasm. Ah! Smoke steps up to Liu Kang and starts kicking him. Liu Kang tries to defend himself, but starts to come off worse. Smoke kicks him back into a rock wall and prepares to fire another missile at him and Kitana. Suddenly, a blue-clad ninja warrior, Sub-Zero, leaps past and freezes Smoke solid with a sort of insta-freezo ray.
The missile!
Liu Kang leaps up and kicks the frozen Smoke away. He's blown to pieces as the missile in his breastplate explodes. Sub-Zero turns to Kitana and Liu Kang.
You must go. There will be others.
I killed you in a tournament.
Sub-Zero removes his mask.
I killed my older brother.
So why did you help us?
I helped her. Because legend has it, the princess is the key to stopping Khan's plot.
You've been following us. Why?
2 days ago, Khan reprogrammed Smoke to come after you instead of me, in order to keep you apart from Queen Sindel.
All right. So how do we get to Night Wolf now?
We have a common enemy, Sub-Zero. You must help us with your powers, if you want to stop Khan.
Sub-Zero, who sports a scar over his right eye, joins them.
Let's hope you succeed.
Sub-Zero liquefies the air around him, and then shoots it forward as a sheet of ice to repair the bridge that Smoke destroyed with his missile. As Sub-Zero steps onto the ice bridge, two metallic whips with crocodile head tips wrap around some pillars on the bridge. Scorpion, another ninja with white eyes, springs up onto the bridge. He retracts the whips into his hand.
Get over here!
Scorpion extends the whips towards Sub-Zero, who backflips away, leaving an ice statue of himself behind. The whips destroy the statue. Sub-Zero leaps at Scorpion, kicking him back. The ice bridge cracks as he lands. Scorpion gets to his feet, and he and Sub-Zero trade blows. Scorpion throws Sub-Zero, and the ice bridge cracks some more. Sub-Zero kicks Scorpion away, and the ice bridge breaks. Scorpion leaps onto a lower level of the bridge. Sub-Zero kicks the remains of the ice bridge away, and leaps down onto the lower level of the bridge. He launches a savage assault on Scorpion, driving him back. Scorpion rallies and kicks Sub-Zero back along the bridge. Sub-Zero leaps back up onto the upper level of the bridge. Scorpion follows. Sub-Zero runs up Scorpion, kicking him in the back of the head as he does so. Scorpion comes at him again and they fight, slipping perilously close to the drop into the chasm. They somersault into the air and Scorpion lands on top of Sub-Zero as they hit the ground. He keeps kicking Sub-Zero. Sub-Zero gets to his feet and biffs Scorpion, who kicks him away. He lands at the edge of the bridge, dangling over the drop into the chasm. Scorpion teleports away. Liu Kang leaps over to Sub-Zero and holds his hand out to him.
Take it!
Scorpion appears behind Kitana and grabs her. Before Liu Kang and Sub-Zero can react, Scorpion and Kitana are teleported away.
I've got to find Kitana.
Khan wants you to go after her. Don't.
You don't understand. Without Kitana, it's over. We've lost.
What's happened here should prove you alone are not ready for what's ahead.
Liu Kang nods and turns away from Sub-Zero. He looks pensively around the chasm. When he looks back, Sub-Zero has vanished. Liu Kang runs off. A velosphere hurtles along a subterranean tunnel. Raiden and Sonya emerge from the tunnel into the daylight.
You'll take the same track back and turn where I showed you.
Don't worry about me.
A concrete building is ablaze behind a high chain-link fence.
Is it like this everywhere?
With each hour, the merger of the realms grows closer. More of the Earth will be destroyed.
Sonya runs off. Flames appear in the sky.
I will meet you at the Temple of the Elder Gods.
Sonya jumps down inside a building. A man, Jax, lies on an operating table in an operating theater. Sonia runs over to him.
Jax!
Hey, I thought I was supposed to be rescuing you.
Yeah, well, I couldn't wait. What the hell have you done to yourself this time?
Cybernetic strength enhancers. Takes what you've got and quadruples the muscle capacity.
You've got a real confidence problem, do you know that?
Jax has robotic arms. Evil warriors drop from the sky.
These locks must be in some kind of remote access mechanism.
What's going on? What you doing here?
Everybody split. The whole facility's going to be trashed by an extermination squad.
Extermination squad? What you mean, extermination squad?
All you need to know is they're trying to kill me, and probably you too.
Me? I don't even know these dudes. Where you been anyway?
Damn it. I can't get you free, Jax.
All right, stand back. Let's see what I'm made of.
Jax breaks free from the shackles holding him to the table.
Yeah, now that's what I'm talking about.
He rips away the shackles around his ankles.
Wish I had these babies back in high school.
You're gonna wish you were back in high school.
Is that right?
Come on, Jax, hurry!
Jax rips the arms off a jacket and puts it on. Two doors outside the operating theater are blown off their hinges, and Cyrax, a robot similar to Smoke, appears. Only Cyrax's armor is yellow.
What the hell is that?
Cyrax shoots two spiked mines out of his breastplate. They stick to the walls and explode in an enormous fireball around the glass-walled operating theater. Cyrax walks slowly towards the operating theater. He stops outside it and shatters the glass walls. Jax and Sonia dive for cover as shards of glass fall all around them.
Death is the only way out. Major Briggs, Sonia Blade, Shao Kahn will be pleased.
Shao what? I'll take homeboy.
Sonia engages some evil ninjas as they run in. Cyrax leaps at Jax and kicks him in the face.
Yo, I take it this ain't something we can talk about. Guess not.
Cyrax pulls Jax up and throws him. He makes to stamp on Jax, but Jax rolls out of the way. Sonia battles the group of ninjas. Jax gets to his feet as Cyrax rains blows and kicks down on him. Cyrax kicks Jax back against some equipment. Sonia dodges a ninja and kicks another aside. She kicks a monitor into the face of an attacking ninja. Jax dodges one of Cyrax's attacks, then gets to his feet. Cyrax lands a spinning kick on Jax's leg, then another in his face, stunning him. Cyrax goes to help the ninjas fight Sonia. Jax comes round and sees what's happening. She looks round and sees Cyrax. He shoots a molecular defrag ray out of his breastplate. Sonia shoves a ninja into the ray, and it deconstructs his body into a skeleton, then vaporizes that. Jax shoves the operating table at Cyrax. Cyrax hears the operating table sliding towards him. He leaps up into the air, somersaulting at the same time. He lands on the table. Cyrax leaps at Jax with a flying kick. Jax hops out of the way, but Cyrax kicks him back. Jax flies at Cyrax, but Cyrax blocks his punches. Jax tries again and connects a massive punch with one of his robotic arms, which sends Cyrax flying.
Yeah, now what?
Sonia battles with the remaining ninjas. Jax pummels Cyrax with his fists. Jax punches through a wall and gets his arm stuck. He fends Cyrax off with his free arm, then kicks him in the face. Sonia takes a punch in the face, then trips up a mace-wielding ninja. She kicks another. Two more come after her, and she slams one's face into a door and whacks the other with a bedpan. She turns to Jax.
Nice look, but I dumped the wall.
I was just getting a feel for it, too.
Cyrax returns.
Watch out, Sonia.
Cyrax shoots a molecular defrag ray out of his breastplate at them. It hits Jax's robot arm and has no effect. Sonia leaps over Jax and grabs hold of Cyrax. She hurls him into some pipes, which rupture. Sonya looks round and sees Cyrax starting to get up. The gas escaping from the pipes catches fire. Sonya scoops up some spilt powder from the floor. She blows the powder through the gas flames at Cyrax. It catches fire, burning Cyrax, who collapses.
Damn, you barbecued his ass.
Look at this.
A dragon motif on Cyrax's shoulder comes to life. The little dragon flies away and disappears into thin air. Sonya and Jax notice a timer on Cyrax's breastplate counting down.
Does this mean what I think it does?
Too bad I didn't get myself a new leg.
Jax and Sonya run for it. The timer reaches zero and Cyrax explodes. Outside, Sonya and Jax are thrown through the air by the force of the explosion behind them. In the subterranean temple, Shao Kahn's generals gather round a table bearing the Mortal Kombat dragonhead motif. One of them, Mataro, has horns on his head, the torso of a man, the body of a horse, and the tail of a reptile.
My squads have already claimed thousands of innocent souls on Earth.
And I would have claimed millions.
By now, you'd be behind bars on display in a zoo.
If those bars could keep me away from you, Shiva, I would welcome them.
Shiva, who has four arms, leaps up onto the table, then attacks Mataro. They grapple together but quickly stop when they hear Shao Kahn approaching. They separate as he marches in.
What is your report? Two of Earth's best warriors have already been taken, Cabal and Striker.
Tell me, did you make them beg for their lives before you destroyed them?
But Master, I thought if I let them...
I have no use for excuses!
Shao Kahn picks up a mallet and whacks the table with it. A pulse of dazzling bright light shoots up from it like burning gas.
Rain. This will never happen again.
It will never happen again.
Shao Kahn whacks Rain with the mallet, knocking him into a fire where he's incinerated.
It is true, this will never happen again. It is also true I need a new general. You can die in duty or by my hand, the choice is yours.
Centaurs are known for the hunting prowess. As your general, I will personally hunt down every human soul and spare no one.
Mataro can't be trusted. Long ago, I proved myself as the personal protector of Queen Sindel. Your orders are mine to follow.
The energies they waste with their sniveling, I would use to capture souls for you.
No. You are all far too impetuous for such important work. You are my new general, Queen Sindel. Unless anyone else has a different point of view.
The others regard him respectfully. Sindel smiles. Shao Kahn puts down the mallet, nods to her, and goes. Liu Kang cuts a lonely figure as he trudges across the vast landscape. As the sun begins to set, Liu Kang stops and looks around. He walks on. A full moon hangs in the night sky. Liu Kang walks into a natural amphitheater which has flaming torches burning around it. Hearing something, he looks around. He trips over a desiccated cow skeleton on the ground. He looks around. He picks himself up. As he walks on, a wolf leaps up behind him. Liu Kang spins round and it knocks him to the ground. The wolf starts to transform into a humanoid shape. The lupine features recede, leaving a Red Indian brave standing in the wolf's place. This is Night Wolf.
Pretty cool, huh? It's my animality.
Who are you?
Wouldn't you like to know?
So you're Raiden's prodigy.
I've seen better.
Don't sweat it. I've seen worse, too.
If you are Nightwolf, you know I won Mortal Kombat.
Don't get cocky. The tournament had rules. This time, anything goes.
It was a mistake even coming here.
You think you're ready, Liu Kang? But if you were, would Kitana have been captured?
Liu Kang turns and walks back.
Can you help me get her back?
Nightwolf smiles.
Kitana is important, but to beat Shao Kahn, you've got to pass three tests. First one's courage.
I don't have time for these stupid games!
To test your courage and find your animality, you've got to put yourself in a dream state.
And just how am I supposed to do that?
Nightwolf grins.
Well, there's a slow way, and there's a fast way.
We don't have time for the slow way.
That's what I thought you'd say.
He throws a tomahawk.
Sweet dreams, Liu Kang.
Now unconscious, Liu Kang has a dream. He sees Princess Kitana in a flowing black robe.
I had faith in you, Liu Kang. But you have failed me.
Kitana!
You are not the warrior I thought you were.
What if I fail you? What if I fail everyone?
Your brother's soul is mine!
Shao Kahn appears in his dream.
Fight from the inside, Liu. It's the fire inside of you. Your everlasting faith in yourself. That can never be defeated.
Liu Kang, the fire that burns inside you is guilt. You lost Kitana. You are not the leader.
Find that power inside you. Feel your animality. Your animality. Your animality.
Liu Kang's features become reptilian.
You will fail!
Liu Kang wakes with a start. Snow lies on the ground all around him. He slowly sits up. He crawls on his hands and knees. He stops when he sees a pair of bare female legs in front of him. He looks up and watches as a 20-something Oriental woman removes a blanket from her shoulders, revealing a bikini beneath it.
I'm Jade.
He looks up at her and she walks over to him.
I have searched the mess for you again.
She kneels in front of him and blows on his hand.
Of all the horrors darkness holds, to die alone. That is my worst fear.
He looks confused as she holds his hand.
With you, Liu Kang, I am not afraid.
They hold each other tight.
This is almost too good to be true.
She smiles.
The same could be said about you.
She leans in and kisses him on the lips. He pushes her away.
No!
They stare at each other.
My heart belongs to another.
She looks wounded and pulls away from him. Liu Kang goes over to her and turns her to face him.
I can't. There's not much time left.
She gets to her feet and whacks him in the face. She spins around, there's a flash of light and she reappears fully clothed and wielding a spear.
Is this just another dream?
Jade does a bit of kung fu stuff. He blocks her initial attack, but she gets him in a headlock with the spear.
How can you beat Shao Kahn when I alone am too much for you?
He breaks free, but she kicks him in the chest and he falls backwards. She spins around and throws the spear at him. Liu Kang spins out of its way. As he gets up, Jade kicks him in the face, then throws him on the ground. He pushes her over and gets on top of her. She laughs.
First you betrayed me, and now you laugh?
You are even more pure and faithful than I heard. You have passed the test, Liu Kang.
A test?
He looks bemused.
This was just another one of Night Wolf's crazy tests? We could have killed each other!
But we'll live.
He shakes his head incredulously, then helps her up.
I will lead you to the Temple of the Elder Gods.
I can't. If this was just a test, it was only a second. I'm not ready yet.
Not ready to save Kitana? Because she's the key to all of this. And I can take her to where she's kept.
She's alive?
For now, yes. For how long, I cannot say. We must go.
They hurry off together. In the subterranean temple, Shao Kahn and Chinook walk into the room with the dragon head motif table in it. A cage containing Princess Kitana is slowly lowered from the ceiling onto the table.
All your past betrayals, I can forgive. Kitana, please accept this offering. For I do not want your death.
He holds a large chalice out to her. She turns to look at Shao Kahn, then reaches out and takes the chalice. Shao Kahn smiles as she takes a mouthful of wine. His smile wanes as she spits the wine in his face.
You sorely test my patience.
He glares at her, then turns away.
You destroyed my family. You drove my mother to kill herself. I am your enemy forever. So kill me now, if you dare.
Foolish child.
The cage is raised again.
A struggling worm on a hook lends a bigger catch than a dead one.
The doors to the room are opened, and Shao Kahn and Chinook sweep out. Kitana stares after them. Sonya and Jax trudge along a barren valley with a lake at its bottom.
Trees? No animals?
Damn! What's going on here?
Scorched vegetation.
Nature's dying. The merger of the realms is almost done.
You know, Sonya, you keep talking about mergers and realms and all that, but it don't mean squat to me, all right?
I can't explain it. The merger is close. We've only got a few days left. Use your imagination.
Use my imagination? You keep talking to me like that, Sonya, and I'm gonna split, all right? Look, you drag me out the base with some lunatic killers after us. Put me in a spinning ball, take me halfway around the world. If I'm gonna die today, at least tell me why.
Nobody told me why Johnny had to die.
What is it with you? And who the hell is Johnny? Okay, Sonya, I'm your partner. If you can't trust me, who can you trust?
Well, obviously nobody but me.
Nobody but you? Every time you ever needed me, I was there. I'm stuck in the middle of nowhere because of you. I don't even know where I am.
I need to use the restroom. I ain't got no toilet tissue. I got metal things on my hands. Sonya Blade.
She walks on ahead of Jax and rounds a corner. Up ahead, she sees a demonic horned effigy, similar to the one that rose out of the ground when Johnny was killed. She regards the effigy warily. It doesn't move. Satisfied it's no threat, Sonya walks on. A masked female ninja brandishing two dagger-like scythes attacks her. Sonya dives out of the way. The ninja kicks her in the face and stands on guard.
Kitana, you wish.
The ninja leaps at her. Sonya rolls across the muddy ground to get out of her way. The ninja kicks her in the face and she lands heavily on a rock. The ninja somersaults towards her and she leaps out of the way. Sonya blocks the ninja's attacks with the scythes, but the ninja slams Sonya's face into the rock then knees her in the stomach and throws her. The ninja tries to stab her, but Sonya dodges the sai. She kicks it from the ninja's grasp, then kicks the ninja in the face. The ninja sprawls in the mud and kicks Sonya back. They trade blows in the mud. Sonya rolls over the ninja's back. She kicks the ninja in the stomach and the face. She throws the ninja and, still holding her arm, kicks her in the face again, breaking her neck. A dragon motif on the ninja's shoulder comes to life. The little dragon flies away and disappears into thin air. The demonic effigy comes to life behind Sonya. As it bears down on her, Jax appears and punches it repeatedly with his metal fists. As the creature makes to strike Sonya, Jax whacks it on the head and it disappears back into a hole in the ground.
I told you these arms was good for something.
He extends his hand to her and helps her up.
Thanks, Jax. I owe you one.
I don't know much longer I can take all this whacked out junk, but you do look good in mud.
Jax.
What do you do?
I gotta go find a river.
An army of ninjas appears.
We better all. Come on.
They don't even use parachutes.
They run for it up a steep gully. Raiden stands in front of the famous urn tomb in Petra, Jordan. The imposing tomb is carved into the rose-red rock. Holding his hands out, Raiden turns away from the setting sun and walks into the tomb. As he steps through the doorway, he clasps his hands in front of him. His eyes closed, Raiden raises his hands in prayer.
I have come to the Eternal Palace because your sacred rules have been broken.
He opens his eyes and looks up.
Shao Kahn has invaded the Earth.
A bright light shines in the middle of the tomb's courtyard. Thousands of candles appear, filling the courtyard, save for a circle at its center in which the Mortal Kombat Dragonhead motif appears. The gods appear as wind, fire, and water.
As always, Lord Raiden, you are granted three questions.
The first must be, why was this treachery ever allowed?
We do not control the destiny of man.
Everyone possesses the ability to change their fate.
Raiden looks pensive.
So you will stand by and watch the ruination of Earth?
You are correct in believing Kitana is the key to closing Khan's portals.
But if I reunite her with Sindel, how can I be sure Khan's portals will stay closed until the next tournament?
Only when Shao Kahn is destroyed will the future be safe.
After living among the humans, do you truly believe them worth saving?
More than anything I know.
Do you love them enough to sacrifice your immortality?
Raiden looks thoughtful. The next day, Sonya and Jax walk up to the ruins at Petra.
I don't see no street signs, no mailboxes. Which temples they are the gods?
Just keep moving, Jax.
As Jax walks past some large rocks, Jade leaps out and kicks him over.
Jax!
Sonya!
Liu Kang runs up.
You know this dude?
Yeah.
Liu Kang smiles.
Is that Jax?
Yeah. Who is she?
Jade. This is Sonya Blade.
Major Jackson Briggs. You've got an incredible set of legs. For kicking at me.
They shake hands.
Where's Kitana?
She was kidnapped by scorpions.
You lost Kitana and you picked up her?
She helped me get here.
Lots of ninjas.
Well, thanks to you, we've got Khan's extermination squads on our butt.
Can I make a suggestion here? Let's put this petty stuff aside and start worrying about bigger things. Like staying alive.
They run off. The ninjas are part of an impressive bad guy army, including mounted, medieval-style knights in armor and heavily armored pikemen. Sindel rides with Shao Kahn and the medieval knights. Liu Kang, Jade, Jax, and Sonya run up to the urn tomb. Liu Kang turns to the others.
He's not here either.
So we're just gonna sit here and wait for this dude to show?
Without Raiden, it's hopeless.
They look up and Raiden, now wearing a blue leather jerkin, tumbles out of the sky and lands in front of them.
Never give up hope.
He now has short hair, too.
At least not so early in the fight.
Raiden?
It's a new look.
He sees Jade.
Who's the girl? Can she fight as good as she looks?
Better.
Good, because I was expecting a team of fighters. Instead, I hear fighters at war with each other.
Oh, give us a break, Raiden. We've been through hell.
Compared to what lies ahead, you've been through nothing. Where is Kitana?
Khan took her. It's all my fault.
This is not about blame. We're together in this. Each of us must help and support the others, like a family. What's the deal with your arms?
I've known you 1 minute, and you dissing me already?
I mean no disrespect. You have real skills. But those arms are not your strength, they're your weakness.
Yeah, well, thanks for the tip. But these things right here, state of the art.
Faith in yourself is all you need. And I say that to all of you.
Shao Kahn and Sindel approach.
I'll try to open a portal to our world while I still can. Follow me!
Sindel, Shao Kahn, and the knights close in. Raiden and the others run up outside the urn tomb. Raiden puts his hands together in prayer. Sindel and Shao Kahn stop their horses and look over at them. Raiden parts his hands and lightning crackles between them. It fizzles out. The others look concerned.
My powers are leaving me.
He turns to face the tomb.
Who does this dude think he is? What was his part in the Red Sea?
Shao Kahn smiles.
Destroy everything!
Sindel shouts. As her scream sweeps across the ancient buildings of Petra, it shatters them like a tidal wave hitting a sandcastle. The tidal wave of sound hurtles towards the urn tomb.
Whenever you're ready, Raiden.
Raiden struggles to open the portal without any luck. Shao Kahn and Sindel look at the destruction being wrought and smile gleefully. Raiden succeeds in opening the portal, which appears as a tunnel of light.
Come on.
The others run to him, and they disappear down the tunnel, just before the urn tomb disintegrates.
That was fun.
They have taken the bait and fallen right into our trap. Proceed as planned. I will await your arrival in Outworld.
Shao Kahn rides off.
Skin is burning up, but I'm freezing inside. Feels like I microwaved or something.
You never do get used to that.
Oh my god, is that what I think it is?
The Golden Gate Bridge.
On emerging. This will continue to happen unless Khan's portals are closed. Time is against us.
All those people, the cars.
Torn between realms.
It's like a nightmare or something, man.
We have to stop this. To do that, we must rescue Kitana. I know Khan took Kitana back to his fortress.
Hold up, hold up. Khan? You mean Mr. Bad Attitude back there? You want us to go check out his crib? No way. I ain't going on no suicide mission.
Raiden. Jax is right. That's probably just what Khan wants us to do. No. There is a secret passageway. It was the one I used to escape.
Jade and Liu Kang head off. Raiden follows them. Sonya and Jax hang back. Sonya glances at Jax, and then they follow the others towards the subterranean temple. In the temple, Shao Kahn is with Chinook.
How would you believe that the ruination of the Elder's Temple would not put our plan in jeopardy?
It was necessary to convince the mortals that their only hope lay in Outworld.
You seem confident that Sindel will capture Raiden and his mortals in your trap.
I promise you, Father, on my soul, all the millenniums of planning will be rewarded. You will be proud.
Know this. I will take your soul myself if you fail me now.
I will rally the extermination squads and prepare
for victory. The merger will soon be complete, and all your friends will be dead.
He aims that at Kitana, who is still stuck in the cage. Raiden, Jade, Liu Kang, Sonya, and Jax walk up outside an ancient ruin.
This must have been Adenia.
A fire burns in front of the ruin.
The royal family's temple. Kitana told me I would find it here.
Sindel appears.
Looks like this babe's having a bad hair day.
Three transparent ninjas crawl down the ancient ruin. Their forms solidify into black-clad ninjas. They stand on guard.
They must have followed us.
The ninjas somersault forward to the edge of the ruin.
Perhaps. But it may be a blessing in disguise. We need Sindel to close Khan's portals forever. I'll take care of her.
I'll risk a katana.
Liu Kang hurries off. Sindel spits an energy ball at Raiden. It knocks him off his feet and sends him smashing through a wall of the ruin. He finds himself in a colonnaded room. Two of the ninjas somersault into the room after him. Raiden gets to his feet and eyes the ninjas warily. He walks up the middle of the room and the ninjas stalk him, turning somersaults and cartwheels. As he gets to the end of the room, the ninjas attack. Raiden retreats back down the room, performing a series of spinning jumps. The ninjas come tumbling after him. He engages one of them and decks him with a kick to the face. The second ninja moves in to attack, and he and Raiden spin around, trying to kick each other. Raiden performs an aerial cartwheel to avoid one of the ninja's attacks. He backflips, then blocks a series of kicks. The ninja manages to kick Raiden in the face, but Raiden blocks his subsequent attacks and plants a massive uppercut on the ninja's jaw, sending him flying up through the roof. Raiden punch front somersaults to a standing position and kicks the first ninja to make sure he's dead. Jax holds an unconscious Sindel.
Something finally went right for change. We won.
Who finished off Sindel?
After she blasted you, I surprised her from behind.
Maybe she didn't come in handy after all, huh?
Raiden looks unconvinced. Shao Kahn.
You are witness to the dawning of mankind's final day! The two realms will be one!
He addresses a massive army.
Raiden and his mortals have fallen for my trick and failed to stop us. Go now. Bring Raiden and his pathetic mortals to bow at my feet, so that with their dying breaths, they can witness the birth of the greatest army in existence!
He raises his fists victoriously. Chinook steps up to him and puts his hand on Shao Kahn's shoulder. They share a smile. The Eiffel Tower has been transported nearby by the merging of the realms. In the subterranean temple, Liu Kang rolls a cover away from the mouth of a tunnel, allowing him into the top room of the temple. He climbs cautiously out of the tunnel and looks around before descending a flight of steps. He jogs across a bridge over some flaming liquid. He steps up to the doors to the room where Kitana is being held. Kitana wakes up in the cage as Liu Kang opens the door. He steps inside. She gets to her feet and smiles when she sees him.
Liu.
He smiles up at her, then looks around the room for a means to free her. Suddenly a ninja slides down a chain suspended from the ceiling. Liu Kang jumps aside, and the ninja disappears.
It's a trap, Liu. Leave!
The ninja swings back at him. Liu Kang ducks out of the way, and the ninja disappears again. Liu Kang goes over to the side of the room and turns a crank handle, lowering the cage towards the tabletop. The ninja removes its hood, revealing it to be a hideous, demonic creature. Two large blades extend from its forearms. It swings down on a chain at Liu Kang.
Up there!
Liu Kang dodges the demon, which jumps down off the chain. It comes at him with its blades. Liu Kang backflips away from it, then performs a leg sweep, but the demon somersaults away. As Liu Kang gets up, the demon kicks him in the face and he falls. It jumps on top of him, its blades either side of his neck, pinning him down. Liu Kang kicks it in the head and handsprings onto his feet. He performs a roundhouse kick, which fells the demon.
Liu!
He looks up and sees two more demons swinging down on chains towards him. He leaps up and grabs hold of a chain. As he swings towards them, he pulls himself up to avoid their blades. Kitana watches as he drops down to the floor. The demons swing back towards Liu Kang. He jumps up and grabs hold of one of their chains. He kicks the other demon, and he falls off. He kicks a second demon from the chain, then swings back to a parapet. A demon rolls down a chain to the floor. The second swings over to Kitana's cage. Liu Kang grabs a sword off the wall. He swings over to the cage and fights the demon on top of it. He blocks the demon's blows and kicks him off the cage. The demon falls into the flaming liquid at the side of the room. Liu Kang uses the sword to open the cage door and swings inside. He and Kitana hug. The four-armed Shiva marches into the room.
The date's over.
Liu Kang and Kitana swing out of the cage on chains. As Shiva jumps up onto the table, Liu Kang throws the sword which cuts the chain holding the cage. It falls, crushing Shiva to death. Liu Kang and Kitana join the others in the ancient ruin, where Sindel lies on an altar in the center of a room.
Only your love can reunite her body and soul. Kitana, your love can break the hold Khan has over your mother and close his portals to Earth.
Kitana gently strokes Sindel's face and runs her hand down Sindel's right arm, which is clad in a black elbow-length glove. She takes her mother's hand in hers, then leans in and kisses Sindel on the forehead. Lightning flashes. Sindel takes a breath and opens her eyes. She looks around and sees Kitana leaning over her.
Oh, Kitana.
They share a smile.
I have prayed for the day when our love will bring us together again.
Sindel flashes a wicked smile.
Love? I have never loved you. With such a pathetic child as you, what reason was there to love? I knew it could not be true.
It cannot be.
Oh, but it can. And it is. And you are powerless, Thunder God.
As Raiden steps towards her, she lashes him with her long black hair.
It's over, you fools. You've been tricked. The legend was a lie. Khan's portals stay open. Now the merger is nearly complete.
How could you do this to us?
Jade smiles.
It was so easy.
You will die for this, Jade.
Sindel spins around and dematerializes. While the others are watching her, Jade slips quietly away. Liu Kang looks around and notices that Jade is gone. He runs over to a window. Jax and Sonya join him. Jax shrugs as Kitana and Raiden run over.
That's it.
We trusted you, man. And what happened? You take us on a wild goose chase.
Don't understand. You were advised by the Elder Gods.
The gods must have lied to me.
Yo, forget your gods and immortals and all that junk. I say the only ones we can trust from here on out are humans. Nobody else. Not even Raiden.
Don't you understand? By leading us here, he is mortal now. Just like you. All his powers have been sacrificed.
That's even worse. How do we stop Khan now?
There's more to this than Khan. If Sindel is not the key to closing Khan's portals, then Khan has a higher allegiance.
Wait a second. That tattoo, I've seen it before. on a robot and a woman. They both tried to kill me.
And both of them work for Khan.
A dragon tattoo is on Raiden's shoulder.
This tattoo is a family crest, bestowed only to my bloodline. It is a permanent mark that allows safe passage through the portals for the bearer and his passengers. The tattoos you saw, did they flee the fighter upon death?
Took off like a bat out of hell.
Temporary passes. They did not share my bloodline.
But if it's your family crest, how can Khanside have it too?
My father is an elder god, and only they can bestow such a marking.
Your dad's an elder god?
Raiden nods.
Funny how you failed to mention that before.
Raiden stares into the distance.
If your father's an elder god, what does that make Khan?
Raiden looks down awkwardly, then turns to face the others.
Shao Kahn is my brother.
Everyone looks shocked. In the subterranean temple, Shao Kahn whacks Jade in the face.
It is not my fault. I did everything you ordered.
It was your job to lure them to an ambush. If they escaped, then you failed me!
Who could never have stopped them alone.
Listen to her. She speaks the truth. We would have died trying.
You are already dead. And you will be so.
He grabs Jade by the throat. A carving of a horned demon behind her comes to life. The demon steps out of the carving and eats her. Shao Kahn turns to Sindel.
We'll mount a defense around my newest temple. Prepare for Raiden to make one last attack.
You said Raiden was no longer to be feared.
I am to be feared! For if you fail me now, I will feed your rotting corpse to the worms!
He marches off, leaving her shaken. Mataro.
Your hallowed position atop the worm pod appears to be most tenuous. Now your failure will be my opportunity.
She slaps him across the face and he smiles. Jax jabs an accusing finger at Raiden.
Man, you got one dysfunctional family, you know that?
Years ago, my father decreed that his heir to the family throne must be strong enough to kill his own brother in battle if necessary. I beat my brother, but I could not kill him. Only one thing is certain. Khan must die.
This time you're going to kill him.
I could not then. I cannot now.
So, what do we do?
You will do your best. It is all that can be expected. I will pray for you all.
Raiden goes.
Listen to me. Liu is our only hope.
Liu Kang turns to the others.
I want to fight Khan, but I don't know if I'm ready.
You must believe in yourself, Liu. We believe in you.
He stares uncertainly at them. Kang, Jax, Kitana, and Sonya run through the ruins. Raiden stands nearby, watching them. In the subterranean temple, Shao Kahn sits on his throne and stares imperiously into the distance. As the realms merge, the Manhattan skyline rises up on the horizon behind the Eiffel Tower. Liu Kang, Jax, Sonya, and Kitana stare over at the merging landscapes beneath a threatening purple sky. Liu Kang turns and sees Angkor Wat Temple has also appeared.
My home.
The Temple of the Order of Light.
Your family. There's so little time left.
Whatever time we have, we must use well.
Are we really ready to die here?
Liu Kang turns to them.
If we die, we will die in battle. Together.
Jax nods. Looking resolved, the four walk towards Angkor Wat Temple of Light. Up ahead, standing on one of the temple buildings waiting for them, are Sindel, Mataro, and Ermac, a red-clad ninja. At the very top of the building stands Shao Kahn, once again wearing his skull mask. Liu Kang and the others arrive at the foot of the building and look up at the bad guys. Jax looks edgy as Mataro stares imperiously down at him with his arms folded. Kitana stares at Sindel, who stands with her hands on her hips. Shao Kahn laughs. Liu Kang glares determinedly up at him.
Prepare for final battle!
Gun!
Raiden steps forward. Shinnok appears in front of him.
So good of you to join us, son. In less than 1 hour, the merger of realms will be complete.
Father, you alone have the power to end this.
Stop! I do not want to remember you this week.
It is not weak to value life!
I offer you one final chance to return to my side, Raiden. To rule all realms with your family.
Raiden looks down at Liu Kang and the others.
They are my family.
Then you shall die with the rest of your pathetic human race. Finish him!
You should have killed me when you had the chance, brother.
My brother died a long time ago. His heart, anyway.
Shao Kahn shoots an energy bolt at Raiden, knocking him off the temple. He lands heavily at Liu Kang's feet.
Raiden!
Liu Kang leaps over him.
I win, brother.
Jax takes his sleeveless jacket off and Kitana puts it under Raiden's head as a pillow.
You cannot die.
I am proud to die. Immortal. Like you.
Raiden's eyes become dull. Liu Kang shakes him, but Raiden's eyes close, and his head lolls to one side. Lightning flashes across the sky. Liu Kang looks up at Shao Kahn with steely determination.
This is the beginning of the end! Show them the way to oblivion!
Mataro leaps into action.
Mr. Ed is mine.
Sindel stalks towards them.
I'll take my mother.
Ermac somersaults off the temple.
Leftovers are fine with me.
Mataro lands heavily on the ground. Jax squares up to him.
Yeah, I'm gonna make you eat that thing.
Mataro whacks Jax with his tail, sending him flying. Jax gets to his feet, and Mataro hits him again. Jax gets to his knees and shakes his head.
I can't take too much more of this.
He stands up.
Is that all you got?
Sonya battles Ermac. He dodges a series of her kicks, but she lands a punch, flooring him. Kitana lands a backhander on Sindel, who wipes her lip.
Is that any way to treat your mother? My mother's dead. As soon will be her daughter.
Sindel lashes out with a couple of kicks. Liu Kang slowly ascends the temple steps, a look of steely determination on his face. He clenches his fist as he sees Shao Kahn at the top. Shao Kahn clicks his neck. Shinnok watches expectantly.
That just leaves you and me, Khan.
Shao Kahn somersaults down to Liu Kang. He throws his cloak aside and kicks and punches Liu Kang. Liu Kang blocks his attacks. Jax is still fighting it out with Mataro. Mataro kicks him over with his hind legs. Jax slams his fist into the ground, causing a minor earthquake. Mataro stumbles. He and Jax tussle, and Mataro punches Jax in the face, knocking him over. Liu Kang and Shao Kahn continue to slug it out. Shao Kahn throws Liu Kang.
Pathetic and weak. Clearly Raiden has molded you in his image.
Liu Kang leaps up and throws kicks and punches at Shao Kahn. Shao Kahn blocks his attack and kicks him in the ribs, then throws him. As Liu Kang tries to get up, Shao Kahn kicks him. Jax and Mataro trade punches. Mataro gets hold of Jax's left arm. and breaks the robotic enhancement off it.
Yes!
Shao Kahn grabs Liu Kang by the hair and punches him in the ribs. Mataro grabs hold of Jax by the neck.
Without your weapons, you are no match for Mataro!
Mataro whacks Jax in the face with the broken robotic enhancement. Jax staggers onto his knees. Sonya kicks Ermac in the face, then knocks him to the floor with a kick to the back. He springs up, and a second black-clad ninja morphs out of his body, standing either side of Sonya. They kick and punch her repeatedly. Sindel and Kitana trade blows and kicks. Sindel kicks her daughter twice, sending her falling to the floor. Mataro spits and stares at Jax. Looking determined, Jax rips the remaining robotic enhancement from his right arm and tosses it aside. Shao Kahn biffs Liu Kang, while Sonya gets a pasty from Ermac and his double. Sindel stands gloating over Kitana. Mataro rears up as Ermac and his double knock Sonya down. Jax lands a powerful uppercut on Mataro's underbelly.
I got everything I need right here!
Sindel makes to kick Kitana again, but she blocks the attack and kicks Sindel aside. Mataro thrashes his tail at Jax, but Jax dodges it, somersaulting out of the way. He launches a flying kick at Mataro. Kitana lands a series of blows on Sindel, knocking her over. Jax lands a combination of punches on Mataro, leaving him punch drunk. A final kick sends him to the floor.
Get off her!
Jax rushes over and smashes Ermac's double in the face. Sonya kicks, punches, and throws Ermac.
Get down, Sonya!
She breaks Ermac's neck.
You okay?
I'm fine. So you finally got your confidence back, huh?
Finally asked for help, huh?
Whatever you are, you will live to see the end of Khan. To give my mother's soul peace.
Up on the temple, Liu Kang is getting the worst of it from Shao Kahn. Shao Kahn gets him in a half Nelson and kicks him.
Face it, Liu Kang. You will fail!
Liu Kang grimaces and concentrates. His face distorts and his features become reptilian.
I can feel it!
He mutates in Shao Kahn's arms, forcing him to release him. Liu Kang becomes a dragon.
Ah, now I done seen everything.
Shao Kahn grins.
Impressive. You've come prepared. But not good enough.
Sindel smiles as Shao Kahn's head begins to elongate and distort. His body morphs into a gigantic and hideous serpent with multiple heads. A Hydra. The Hydra lunges at the dragon, forcing it backwards. The dragon counters by punching at the far larger Hydra. The Hydra lunges and grabs the dragon in one of its mouths. It flings the dragon onto its back. The dragon gets to its feet as the Hydra looms over it. The dragon kicks out. The Hydra recoils, then lunges forward, pushing the dragon to the edge of the temple. The dragon misses its footing and falls, pulling the Hydra with it. They crash into the ruins below and revert back to their usual forms. Liu Kang picks himself up. Shao Kahn looks shaken and crawls forward.
Your blood flows, Kahn. Just like the blood of a mortal.
Father, how can this be?
I warned you there would be consequences for breaking the sacred rules.
I did not expect this.
Must I do everything for you?
Shinnok holds his hands out in front of him, and two comets, one of fire and one of water, fly in. They transform into a man and a woman, respectively. They put their hands on Shinnok's shoulders. Shinnok lowers his hands and sinks to his knees.
fate of the universe will be decided as it should be.
In Mortal Kombat!
Looking determined, Shao Kahn throws down a torn strap from his armor. He leaps into the air and attacks Liu Kang. Liu Kang throws him and he lands on his back. Liu Kang springs up. Shao Kahn dodges out of his way, then grabs Liu Kang's leg as he kicks out. Shao Kahn throws him against a wall and kicks him repeatedly while he's down.
Nothing can alter your destiny, nor mine!
I can, and I will!
Liu Kang springs up, and they grab each other by the throat. Shao Kahn removes his hand and pulls Liu Kang's hand away from his throat. He knees Liu Kang in the back. Liu Kang somersaults free of his grip, then launches a flying kick at Shao Kahn. He recovers, but Liu Kang kicks him over. As Shao Kahn gets to his feet, Liu Kang locks his legs around Shao Kahn's neck and throws him again. Shinnok watches anxiously. The combatants get to their feet, and Liu Kang lands a combination of punches and kicks on Shao Kahn. He delivers a flying kick to Shao Kahn. A punch-drunk Shao Kahn gets to his feet, and Liu Kang backflips, kicking him in the face. The blow hurls Shao Kahn up the temple steps, and he lies still, face down. Lightning flashes through the sky. Shinnok is trapped in boxes which fold away to nothing. The dragon tattoo on Shao Kahn's shoulder rips open and a dragon flies out of it. The dragon disappears into thin air. Liu Kang looks up as the world around him starts to shift. Suddenly, the order of the world is restored as the realms disassociate. The Golden Gate Bridge, Manhattan Island, and the Eiffel Tower are restored to their correct locations. Liu Kang suddenly finds himself back at Angkor Wat. He looks around in amazement and sees ranks of Buddhist monks sitting in prayer. Sindel appears, restored to her non-evil self. Jax and Sonya also appear. They look around and high-five.
Yes.
Kitana runs to Sindel.
Kitana!
They hug.
That was the longest week of my life.
Oh, come on, Jax. Could have been worse. Could have been the last week of our lives.
Yeah, I guess that's right.
Hey.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Two humanoid forms, one made of water, one of fire, appear standing over Raiden's body. A fiery hand touches him, and he comes back to life. Steam rises from him, and he looks up at the fire and water gods standing over him.
Was I dead?
It is only right that Shinnok's son be allowed to take his place in the Eternal Palace.
You've become one of us.
Jax and Sonya exchange smiles. Kitana walks over to Liu Kang and touches his face. They look into each other's eyes.
I will never forget this moment, Liu.
She leans forward and kisses him. Raiden walks over to Jax and Sonya.
You've all made me very proud.
He puts his hands on their shoulders.
I will be watching you. So stay out of trouble.
To Liu Kang.
And remember, be there for one another. You're a family now.
He puts his hand on Liu Kang's shoulder. Liu Kang nods. Raiden steps away, raises his hands in prayer, and disappears in a cloud of smoke. Liu Kang laughs. He, Sonya, Jax, and Sindel link arms and walk off together. The Dragon Head logo. ITFC audio description by John Walskall and Matthew Vickers.